Today is Monday, October 12, 2015.
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Jaimba.
Hey everyone, it's Anthony from Tampa.
And hey everybody, it's Joe in Chicago.
Hi, it's your lovable artificial intelligence unit, Betty. My Batolio is buzzing with excitement for tonight's broadcast.
And you're listening to
WEED Chiampa.
Episode 19. Columbus was not my hero. For Monday, October 12, 2015. And now for the weather. Anthony, how is it in Tampa for those tampons?
Well, that's a very good question.
And
Anthony has a look of panic on his face because he knew he forgot to do something.
Skip to the Joe weather? Hold on.
Oh, you skip to the Joe weather and I'll do the Tampa weather. I'll do it after you.
So, hey folks, it's Joe here. Currently, it's partly sunny from where I'm at. And there is a breeze up in my butt.
For a moment, I thought you were going to say there was a burrito.
There's a burrito up my butt. But it's a mild burrito with the temperatures hovering in the 70s. But even still, it was a nice day today.
Oh, good.
Now, I was just outside. It was still pretty warm. I had to go out and get me some peanut M&Ms because I just had a craving for them. So, but I guess later on tonight, we can expect that wind generator to crease. And it will get down into the 50s. Tomorrow, Tuesday, we can expect cooler temperatures and more breezy up my butt kind of weather.
Oh, my.
Yes, that stuff was moving me around on the sidewalk today, like that video I sent you, Anthony.
Was you being blown all over the place?
I was blown all over the place with my teas from Whole Foods.
Were you like the mail truck on the water on the bridge with the water spout this week up here in Florida?
I couldn't tell if I was going vertical or horizontal.
Were your letters flying all over the place?
Yeah. So,
alrighty.
But you know, tomorrow we can expect more of the same and just a little cooler. So that is your Chicago forecast. If you have to take a moment to access the database,
I'm good. Does anyone give me her cue again, or she's done?
Yeah, we could do that there. Let's see if we can do that here.
And now for the weather. Anthony, how is it in Tampa for those tampons?
Well, thank you very much, Betty. Well, us tampons can expect a few clouds at 78 degrees right now with the humidity at 58%. What did I just click? All right, with a wind speed of 9 miles an hour out of the west. Dew point is 62, so actually it's feeling kind of dry out there right now, which is kind of unusual for us. Yeah, it's been the pool, you know, it's been the like walking through a swimming pool for probably the past several months already, since maybe May, and now we're back. So tonight, tampons can expect mostly clear skies with a low around 67, west wind around 6, becoming calm in the evening. For Tuesday, will be mostly sunny with a high near 85. Still not bad. Calm wind becoming west to southwest 5 to 8 miles an hour in the morning. And Tuesday night, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 70. That sounds quite pleasant. West wind around 5 miles an hour, becoming calm in the evening.
Sounds like a bunch of calm weather to me out in Florida way.
It sure does. It absolutely does.
But, all the Bettys are out of whack, so
Sorry.
Got some crazy breaking news.
We do, don't we? Hold on. I've got to I have it right here.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Hey, folks, this is Joe Chip Skipper here.
You have a burrito up your butt.
I have a burrito up my butt, but this is really important for all of our pizza lovers out there. You need to be careful if you own a Califlon pizza wheel, because it could involve a laceration hazard. This is from the CPSC.gov website. This is the Consumer Protection Division. On September 29th, 2015, apparently 328,000 units were sold in the U.S.,
328,000?
Yes.
That's a lot of units.
That's a lot of lacerations.
That is a lot of lacerations.
So check your Califon pizza cutter.
Who knew a pizza cutter could be so dangerous?
Yeah, well, you know, if you're not careful with your implements, you never know. But
this should always put them on a round special disc.
Yes, a red disc. So check your model numbers: GT112, 179-3513, or 179-3521 are printed near the barcode on the packaging.
I see.
Yes. Apparently, there's been 11 incident reports.
Oh, my.
6 reports of finger lacerations.
A finger laceration.
Mm-hmm. One person required stitches, and another person received medical attention to close their wounds.
GT112, 1,793,513 or 1,793,521.
Betty just had to get in on the action for the model numbers. Wow.
Yeah. Let's see if I can do that, folks. We're going to test out something here. How did you do that?
I created a thing called a blank form. I'll put it on the drive. I should have put it there a while ago. Here, hold on.
So, folks, just be careful. You could have purchased this device at Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Kohl's, Target, Walmart, and other stores nationwide and online at Amazon.com. Nice. Apparently, you purchased this device between 2006 of January and August of 2015. So I can thankfully say that my pizza cutter, I don't have one. Because you know what? You should never really freaking use a pizza roller.
Why not?
You should always use a serrated blade to cut your pizza. That is the better way to cut your pizza. Seriously.
But then you're like hacking at it.
Mm-mm.
And like tearing it. And making a big mess out of it. The pizza cutter, you just go, whoomp, and you're done. You know what I really like? A few of my favorite pizza places in Chicago had them. But it was a big, kind of like a crescent shape, like a knife. And it was wide. I mean, it was like 20-some-odd inches long. And it was this kind of like this bowed knife. And they just took it, and they started on one end. They held it up so that one end made contact with one of the pieces. And you just went down on the other side and went, whoosh. And you just sliced it down. Everything was amazing. I always wanted to get one of those.
So just be careful. If you got one of those devices, take it back for a refund. And that's it for your breaking news.
And they were manufactured in China.
Go figure.
A word.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, Already in Progress.
So last week when they had all of the information about the floods in South Carolina, you know, we were there on the scene.
Yes,
oh, hey.
Oh, yeah, we're back. Hey, how's it going? Wow, that's some pretty interesting, dangerous pizza cutter shit. We got to be careful about that.
Be careful, folks. But, hey, we've got on the lighter side a new poll for the week. And
did you say lighter?
Lighter. There we go. Last week's poll, we were asking you who would you vote for president. And we had quite a few choices. And if I could bring that graphic up, we'll tell you those choices. All right. And we got to move Anthony out of the way.
Bye,
Anthony. If you could vote for president right now, who would you choose? And the winner of this contest was our very own Betty.
Yay, Betty. Good for you, Betty. Cheers, Betty.
She's speechless right now, but she's got a prepared statement she wants to give a little bit later.
Okay.
Mr. Clean, he came in fifth, second place with 5 votes, and our loved Bernie Sanders did reckon 3 votes. The rest of the candidates, we won't even name them. They got nothing.
Kevin Spacey didn't get any?
You got nothing.
I know I voted. This is rigged. This is rigged. This thing is absolutely rigged. I know that because I voted for Kevin Spacey a few times.
Well, we've got a different poll up this week. Less controversial, and it's already got quite a few votes going on. But
does it now?
Okay, you know, somebody apparently was having some difficulties in a parking lot recently, so we decided to put up a poll that says, "How do you find your car in a parking lot?"
It was two
people.
That's
pretty. You know, some of the listener submitted answers. These are interesting. You want to hear some of these?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to. What have they been saying?
All right. Hopefully there's some really cool background music going on right now.
Yes, there is. We got some. Let me get something a little more up pace here.
There we go. Boy, these M&Ms are great, folks, but eat your fruits and vegetables. Always get your servings and drink plenty of water. So.
Can you hear the background music?
Yes, I can. So how do you find your car in a parking lot, Anthony?
I generally remember where it's at.
Okay, well, we asked some people on the streets that own cars, and you know what the top-rated answer so far is that's been voted on and polled?
What's that?
People apparently just walk around aimlessly, pushing their panic button.
Oh my god. And it's so funny, because that's what was happening in the parking lot of Lowe's earlier this week when I texted you and I said, there's people walking around the parking lot trying to find their cars. We need to have a poll about this. Yes, no, totally. And that's what they do. And it's funny because you see them, they're walking around, and you know it because they walk out and they like freeze. It's like deer in the headlights kind of thing at first. They like, they realize that they totally forgot where they parked their car. Granted, I have forgotten sometimes exactly where I've parked my car, but I generally at least know which row I parked in. So, you know, I just walk down the row and eventually I find it. But yeah, no, two people, and they were like maybe a couple minutes apart from each other, came out and just started holding up the remote in the air and pushing the button.
Wow.
And eventually they got close enough and the panic alarm went off and then they stopped and they went to their car.
Wow.
Yeah. I was in my car. I'd already gotten to my car and I was just kind of sitting there. I think I was actually loading up the station on my phone so I could listen to it on my way home.
And which you can do if hopefully you're listening right now to listen.shyampa.info.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about our poll, folks. This is crazy.
I'm talking about many different things, but yes. Yeah. So I watched and I was just sitting there and I'm like, I'm going to watch to see how long it takes this idiot to find their car. And then it scared me because I turned to my left and I saw somebody coming out the exit doors and did the exact same thing. And I just watched these two kind of go around the parking lot for a couple minutes trying to find their cars.
Wow.
It's simply amazing. It is simply amazing.
Well, you know, some of the answers that came in were also pretty interesting. Now, there's the typical one of like, what the hell are you talking about? I remember where I parked my car. Fine. That's boring. Listen to this answer. I'm scared of other cars around me. I wait until the parking lot empties out.
That seems to be kind of a problem if you're actually driving.
Right?
Because usually when you're driving, there are other cars around you. They don't go away.
I mean, it's possible that a person could be that way because maybe they're one of those Mennonites that kind of deals still with technology, but yet they're still kind of in the country and they wear their pilgrim outfits.
Oh, yeah, they're just hillbillies.
Right.
Yeah, because remember, I lived near Amish country for several years, and the Amish totally, I give the Amish total credit on it because they are really dedicated to avoiding technology and not using it. But the Amish, I bet you if you went to Shipshawana, Michigan, or is it Michigan or Indiana? One of the two. Anyway, if you go to Shipshawana, Indiana, or Michigan, I bet you will find Mennonite girls sitting around on their smartphones. No buzz about it. Because I remember one time I was there with somebody, and he had purple hair and everything. Purple hair. So the teenage Mennonite girls were all excited because they're like, oh my God, look at this guy with purple hair. So I see you sent away. So is it Shipshawana? Was it Illinois or is it?
It's actually in Indiana.
It is Indiana. Okay, I thought it was
very
Indiana.
Very beautiful.
Oh, it's a beautiful small little town.
And they sell furniture too.
They sell a lot of handmade Amish furniture.
Oh, this looks like really expensive furniture though.
Oh yeah, it's not cheap. Handmade Amish furniture is not cheap.
They also have Yoder's Meat and Cheese Company.
Yes, that's so. Actually, we were in Yoder's. We were actually in Yoder's because Yoder's is also a general store.
Popcorn.
Yeah. Popcorn in general store. So anyway, so we come walking in, and these Mennonite girls, they had a bake sale, and then all of a sudden, one of them, like, grabbed the other one, and they started pointing at him, and then out came the at the time, obviously, there were no smartphones. Out came the cameras, the digital cameras, and it click, 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 and some of them, couldn't we have our picture with you? Because they were just so, and I mean, as you see from, you can also visit, it's www.shipshewana.com. That's the name of the town, and that's their website. And it's phenomenal because, you know, they were just all excited. They're in the small town. This gay guy comes with the because, you know, he was obviously gay and with the purple hair and everything. And I think he was all gothed out too when we went. He made a point of being ridiculously unusual to go to Shipshawana. So anywho, so
But he, you know, if that person is scared of other cars around him, yeah, he might wait.
Probably not drive.
Yeah,
he should probably not drive.
Just wait. That's fine. Just there's probably little benches you can wait at. But now the next answer. I love this. I pray to Jesus, hoping he's hot when he magically makes my car appear.
Ooh, that's awesome! You get your car and a hot Jesus.
Right, and that actually got one vote. So you know. Now, the next one's kind of in the same vein. I flirt with the parking attendant and ask for a date. It's pretty bold.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty bold.
No, I agree. But what if there's no parking attendant?
Well, then you don't pick that answer.
Okay, that's a good idea.
So, folks, you can go to our blog, which is blog.chiampa.info. That's blog.chiampa.info. And there you can see our poll, and you can check out the schedule of upcoming shows that are on our live stream. You can see all the little posts we got. But, yeah, please do go vote. We'd love to hear from you any which way we can get you out there.
No, exactly. And do keep in mind that if you're a little lazy to type out the blog dot, you can just type Cheyampa.info, and it will also take you to the blog.
Oh, that's beautiful.
There are people. I understand that the thumbs sometimes get a little tired. So if typing out blog.chiampa.info, that's blog.chiampa, chiampa.info, is too tiresome. You can just type Cheyampa, chiampa.info.
Anywho. And coming soon, we're going to have a click-to-call link on our website, too. So you'll be able to just click a link, and it will automatically dial in from whatever device that you're using. This comes real handy on your mobile phones. We'd love to hear from you.
That's friggin' awesome.
Anthony,
awesome.
How can they get in touch with us?
They can reach us at 813-327-8566.
That's awesome. And I want to give a shout-out to the A1 Info's Radio for All project. They don't host our sites, but they do give us some reach and listenership, and that's so freaking awesome.
And they give us a lot of the programs that we broadcast as well.
Yes. Yeah, if you go to our website, chiampa.info, that's chiampa.info, you can see all the different shows. Like, there's like after this show, there's This Way Out, and then the Win-Win Business Show, This Week in Radio News, World Beat Canada, and CPR News. So a lot of cool stuff, but yeah.
Exactly. So anywho, Joe, do you have some news for us?
Yes, I do.
And now for the news.
Hey, everybody. Good evening from the Chicago studios. Here's your latest top 420 news. So, you know, this...
Uh-oh.
Man, this is like winning the lottery. This is like winning the lottery.
Is it now?
Now, I don't know what the actual odds of this ever happening ever again could possibly be. It's got to be astronomically high. But speaking of high... $10,000 worth of marijuana falls from the sky onto a family's doghouse.
Holy shit.
Yes.
Authorities say it was likely dropped accidentally by a drug smuggler's aircraft.
Wow.
So, Maya Donnelly, she awoke to what sounded like thunder in the early morning hours. But she kind of dismissed it as a typical monsoon storm and went back to sleep. Well, you wake up, go out to work, or you go into the car. She looked at a carport at her home in Nogales near the U.S.-Mexico border and saw pieces of wood on the ground. And then she found a bulky bundle wrapped in black plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Inside was roughly 26 pounds of marijuana.
Wow.
A package that authorities say was worth $10,000 and likely was dropped there accidentally by a drug smuggler's aircraft.
So why did she call the police? I mean, hello? Wait a second. Wait, so what was that? 26 pounds of marijuana falls out of the sky into your doghouse, which means nobody saw this. And you call the police.
Because she called the police, right?
Yeah. They let her keep it?
Well, no. She's got $500 in repairs to her new home for their German Shepherd, Hulk.
Okay. That's a lot. That weed was worth a lot more than $500 in repairs to a stupid doghouse.
Right. So, you know, she just basically said, you know, but how can you have a clear conscience? We could have made lots of home repairs with that. Yes, you could have, you interesting person, you.
Don't even sell it. Just store it and use it, keep it for yourself. Shit. I mean, 26 pounds will last you quite some time. But, I mean, freeze it and store it. Why not? I mean, I wouldn't sell it.
Well, you know, people are crazy. But speaking of, you know, just crazy people,
mm-hmm.
I kind of dipped into your Florida news again.
Oh, Jesus, would you get out of my Florida? As long as it's not one of my... Okay, good. I was just making sure. I'm like, just make sure you don't grab one of my news stories, and then I'll have to scramble to find something new halfway through the show. All right, so what's this Florida news that you are bringing to me?
So no wonder you people get shot, this irate Florida woman tells deputy. Mm-hmm. This really remarkably restrained Florida sheriff's deputy calmly thanked an angry driver he had pulled over for speeding and walked mm-hmm. away after she told him, you know what? No wonder you people get shot. Now, you can't use you people anymore. That's just so wrong.
It is wrong.
But the Palm Beach Sheriff's Office released dash cam video.
I prefer y'all.
Right. Thursday of the incident last week, neither the driver nor the deputy were identified. In the video, the deputy explains that the woman has been pulled over for driving 51 miles per hour in a 20-mile-per-hour school zone.
Holy shit-tards. Oh, my God. 51 in a school zone. Oh, my goodness. That's ridiculous. Okay, so anyway.
She spends most of the stop begging to get off with a warning, mm-hmm. but the deputy rejects her request on the grounds that she was speeding through a school zone.
I know, right? Oh. Those are kind of hard to miss in Florida. They put signs and flashy lights and everything. You cannot miss a school zone in Florida.
Right, and you know, the point of getting a ticket, it's a punishment because you did something wrong, and you know you did something wrong.
Like driving 51 miles an hour in a 20-mile-an-hour school zone.
You know, so the deputy, apparently, he just turned the other cheek. He said, okay, thank you, ma'am, I appreciate that. And then he tells her to drive safe. You know, that's a guy. That's a really calm and relaxed guy. Because
wow.
I know a lot of people that would probably take offense to that and really possibly escalate a situation that didn't need to be escalated.
No, and in all honesty, cops do get a lot of shit from people that speed, that get pulled over for speeding. And I understand that because nobody wants a speeding ticket. And then if you're driving without insurance, it makes it more difficult and blah, blah, blah. So people get pissed off at the officer. But in the end, you're the one that's speeding. You're the one doing 51 miles an hour in a 20-mile-an-hour school zone. I mean, it's if I were in the police officer's shoes, if I had pulled this woman over, I can understand totally about dragging her out of the car and beating the shit out of her and then throwing her back in the car and maybe she'll watch her speed again. That would be my idea of a speeding ticket for this woman because that you just have to be ridiculously stupid to totally do this in a school zone. There's no question about it.
Yeah. Now, school zones, refresh my memory because it's been a while since I've driven,
mm-hmm.
But are school zones only in effect during school hours, or is it any time?
Correct. It is during school hours, only during school hours, in all school zones, at least from what I have seen, and I'm assuming this is pretty much, if this is in Palm Beach, they probably have the same setup, but every school zone in Florida has a blinky light. So there's a blinky yellow light. There's a blinky yellow light on top of this giant sign that says school zone, slow down 20 miles an hour when light is flashing. And usually there's always a cop car in a school zone.
Right.
They sit at the school zone. And generally most times you know, there are crossing guards. So you have these people in these bright orange, these bright reflective day glow yellow vests and this big yellow blinky light. And then you obviously see the cop car because they make themselves pretty well known. And then, of course, traffic generally slows the fuck down in a school zone anyway. So there's like 10 red flags before you even get to a school zone. There have been times when I've come up on a school zone that I kind of forgot was a school zone because I know where they're all at and I know the school days and everything because I've lived here so long and everything's cyclical. So, you know, I know where they are, but sometimes I forget. I'll like be daydreaming or something and I'll forget. But even when I forget and I'll come up on them real quick sometimes, I'm like, oh shit, but then I'll... Obviously, I know it's there. I mean, I can be daydreaming and I'll still see it. So you have to be completely blind to totally miss a school zone.
Yeah, and you know, even if the school zone wasn't in effect, I think by default, you're either at 20 or 30 miles per hour on a side street. Probably 20.
45. In Florida, it's 45.
Oh, it's 45?
It's 45.
Yeah, see, in the city here,
residential streets, like neighborhood streets, like the roads that go through subdivisions, those are usually 25.
Okay.
And then any other, like a surface street, which most schools would be on a major surface street, are generally 40 to 45 miles an hour.
Well, even still, you know, she blew that quite...
Oh, no, totally. Totally.
You know, so, I mean, she deserved every punishment she got. But,
exactly.
You know, now we get into another arena of crazy people. And note to job applicants, don't text nude selfies to your HR manager. Especially if you just got the job. You know, now I realize that...
There's a thank you.
I realize that. now, here's the thing, though. Shortly after being offered a job, an Illinois man texted... two nude selfies, apparently accidentally, to the human resources manager that was interested in hiring him.
Oh, boy.
So, okay. The Chicago Tribune, which first reported the incident, said the man later called the St. Charles, Illinois company to follow up on his job offer. The HR manager then recognized the number matched the one that sent the pictures. So the HR manager didn't press any charges. You know, the guy admitted to sending the photographs, explained they were actually meant for another individual, and was sent in there. I could see that happening. Shit.
It happens, you know, yeah. But, you know, you got to be extra careful when you're sending shit like that. I send text messages sometimes to wrong people, but, like nudies, I'm like, you got to check that number to be sure.
Right.
Don't send that shit on group messages either. That's ridiculous.
You know, but, you know, and especially you're trying to get a job. Well, you know, apparently the man's job offer was retracted.
Why am I not surprised?
So, yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Yep.
Now, this next story is interesting. It's in the science department.
Ooh.
Yeah, apparently cats are not dependent on humans, a study shows. Dogs have owners, cats have staff.
Pretty much. That's true. Yeah.
You know, and though the old joke is a stereotype of a feline's independent nature, that trope may have some scientific backing. Cats do not form the childlike dependence on humans that dogs do, new research suggests. It doesn't mean, you know, that your feline friends don't bond with you. I mean, gosh, my cat was just up here just a moment ago.
Well, she wanted something. That's why she wanted something. That's how cats are. I like cats, but they're very manipulative animals. I mean, I love them to death, but they know how to get what they want. They're like a 3-year-old.
See, here's the thing, though. Like, with my cats... the food dispenser that you kindly sent me is programmed to dispense their food 3 times a day, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
They get their treats on a certain day, and you know, I pet them and I brush them, but I don't go above and beyond because this one particular cat, man, she's
a little crazy.
Yeah, and she's very crazy, and she's very possessive.
Wow.
So, this is not about whether cats, they love their owners or anything. Rather, it just means that the felis catus, it doesn't always look to human owners as a source of safety and security. You know, they will look to you for food, especially if you've been giving it to them. But, you know, in general, if you see the cat on the street, it may not necessarily come to you. It doesn't need to.
No, that's true. They're very solitary animals that just kind of keep to themselves most of the time.
Of course, always have your cat spayed and neutered.
Always spayed and neutered. And Bob Barker would always want it that way.
Yes. So that's your latest 420 news, Anthony, isn't it? Sorry, folks.
You're going to be all right there, Skippy.
Yeah.
All right, good. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of our unique on-air experience? And we're unique. Give us a call at 813-327-8566 or visit us at facebook.shyampa.info or just go to shyampa.info for our blog. If you're listening to us on a recast, feel free to leave us a voicemail and we will play your message on the air. We're going to go take care of some business here, so just stay tuned. And we'll be back in about 8 minutes, and we have some more Joe Retro commercials coming up in the middle of the commercial break to keep you engaged. So we'll see you in a bit.
You're listening to WEED Chicago Tampa Shyampa Radio.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. Unlike a month ago, when I wake up and go to sleep these days, it's dark and cold enough to put on a wool hat. The world of the woods is so dry, sticks and grass crunch and seed pods burst everywhere you walk. A spark in your eye could ignite a fire. The weather is racing itself. Will it be frost or rain that arrives to make the full change into autumn? These are the days of digging garlic and potatoes, of turning over the beds that had lettuce, cabbage, and peas and putting them to sleep for the new season. I peek under the broad leaves of squash at the acorns and the butternuts and say yes to good eating all winter. Pears are sliced and drying over the cook stove. A bulbous plain of ripening tomatoes should reach perfection and the freezer this afternoon. Pickles to make. It's time to assess the woodpile, clean the chimney, check the insulation around certain pipes. It's time to do a lot of things, like finish or let go of everything that seemed so possible in the optimism of spring. Time to remind myself that neglecting my morning practice makes everything that much more overwhelming. I've been known at one time or another to have a yoga practice, or a Reiki practice, a walking meditation practice. There's always the writing practice, all of which can wait, because there aren't many more days left for lawn chair practice. Lawn chair practice requires climbing into a lawn chair before sunrise and sitting there. A proper lawn chair needn't be made of aluminum and plastic. It can be cobbled from any kind of furniture, including clumps of grass and tree trunks. A proper lawn chair has two requirements. First, that it completely supports your body at a semi-reclining angle where you can see both the ground and the sky. And second, it must take some effort to climb out of it, so it's easy to ignore yourself when you think you should jump up and do something that appears productive. Once settled into the lawn chair, I do that trick where you march your awareness from your toenails to your hairline, and whatever you got, you let go of it. Then I swivel my head back and forth and make a slow, smooth movement that goes about a half inch in either direction. A whole inch of head motion without tightening my throat, my rib cage, or my feet. Once that gets going okay, I move my eyes along with my head. And if that all works out, I try to move my eyes opposite the direction my head is moving, which is actually a pretty challenging thing to be doing in a lawn chair on a fall morning before dawn. Sometimes I don't exactly fail at this. I just forget to try. Instead of visiting all the muscles it's supposed to relax, my awareness twirls like smoke into the rising bug buzz and bird twitter, the chipmunk alarms and the reaching branches. And then, the same thing always happens. The sun escapes the trees and burns waves of orange and gold on the screen of my eyelids. Radiation gently sears my face, and then, not so gently, sears my face. A layer of sweat starts to prickle under my clothes. Spending the effort to lurch to my feet seems like a great idea. Sunrise lawn chair practice is over. Practice makes perfect, you know. Not practice every day and someday you'll do something perfect. Practice makes perfect. And after you practice, that perfect follows you into your day, which won't be the same day you would have had without it. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne for Radio.
It certainly is a big bun.
It's a very big bun.
Big fluffy bun.
It's a very big fluffy bun.
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
Where's the beef?
At Wendy's, we serve a hamburger we modestly call a single. And Wendy's single has more beef than the Whopper or Big Mac. At Wendy's, you get more beef and less bun.
Hey, where's the beef? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You want something better. You're Wendy's kind of people.
Simon says, come chase after me. Repeat my life sequentially. Do-da-do what I do-da-do. Simon says, I'll give you the razz if you don't keep up with all my jazz. So don't-da-do what I don't-da-do. Simon says, go longer and faster. And when you do, you'll be the master. Did-da-do what I did-da-do.
Simon, the do-what-I-do computer game from MB Electronics.
Do-da-do.
Use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Clean pots and pans, just like a whisk.
Ajax cuts grease faster than any other leading cleanser.
Do some pain, the elbow packs, when you start cleaning with Ajax.
Ajax really polishes as it cleans.
So use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Bump the dirt right down the drain.
My gosh, they're right. Foaming action Ajax makes even the dirtiest pan shine like new in a jiffy.
So use Ajax.
We're making breakfast every morning at McDonald's. We're up at dawn. Shoo-bitty-doo-doo-wah. Got our aprons on. Ha-ha-ha-ha. We're making up the dough.
Dough-dough.
We'll warm it up, put it in a pan.
Take breakfast by the hand with a fresh biscuit sandwich.
It's a good time for the great taste of McDonald's.
When your check engine light turns on, that means the world is flat. Another wisdom provided to you by Joe Wisdoms. Do you like these wisdoms? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 and give us your wisdoms. We'll be happy to put them on the air if you like. Just let us know in the voicemail. Thank you.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit.
From Null Soft Shoutcast.
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 Hey, 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 hey. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's Joe and Anthony. Anthony.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going pretty darn good.
That's friggin' awesome.
Yeah, so, wow, what a load of news tonight, huh? We had some crazy shit happening.
There's been a lot of crazy shit going on.
sending nudes to their to HR managers trying to get a job?
Well, you know, sometimes maybe it works for the guys. Sometimes, you know, it's possible that it's worked for them in the past.
You know, $10,000 worth of cannabis falls into a person's lap and they turn it in. Okay.
I know that one. I think kind of bothers me the most. I'm like, you know, I know, would I sell it? No, but I wouldn't, you know, just call the police. I'd just keep it around for me anyway. So this is Anthony in Tampa.
This is Joe in Chicago, and Betty's
you're
around.
Listening to Cheyampa Radio. Poor Betty. Betty has been indisposed for a while for some reason. We don't know why. Her MY circuit seemed to be having some problems.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll get her figured out at some point.
All right. Well, that's fair enough. We can go with that.
So, during the break, Anthony and I were talking about McDonald's.
Because the commercial came on.
Yeah, the commercial.
And I was sitting there, and I'm like, I remembered that commercial visually, mostly because I also saw it this weekend when I pulled it off of YouTube, but I do remember that commercial from my childhood. And McDonald's breakfast was like the pinnacle of having breakfast, which kind of frightens me because that kind of still is ingrained in my being today, and I not necessarily McDonald's, because if you can give me a good version of a sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin, because that's my weakness, is the sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin. And it's not as good as it used to be. I will honestly tell you, it is not as good as it used to be.
Well, I worked for McDonald's as a disclaimer back in the mid-90s. And we were just converting over from actually making everything pretty much fresh, including the real eggs, cracking them into the little pans to make the actual McMuffin, or the egg shape, to toasting the English muffins. You know, everything was still pretty efficient, mm-hmm. but it was fresh. It was made fresh, and it had a better taste. And yes, you know what? Sometimes you needed that food to kind of sit in that warming thing for a minute, at least, to kind of settle, you know? Because that's how all those juicy, greasy flavors...
It's got to rest. It's got to rest.
Exactly. So when I was on my way out of McDonald's, they started going to these things called queuing ovens. And they were basically crazy high-powered microwave ovens. We're talking like 5,000 to 10,000 watts of power.
Well, those are kind of like the ones that like they use at like probably like Subway and shit to toast your subs and stuff.
Well, I thought even Subway actually uses a toaster. It's a convection oven.
No, I know. But I do know the microwave you're talking. I remember, and it, like what it had like 6 buttons on it or something, and they were just all numbered like 1 through 6 or some shit like that. They were very industrial. They didn't have like a number pad on it.
Food heated up quite quickly in those. Sure, it was like 5 to 10 seconds.
It's probably giving you some form of cancer too,
right? All the buns. This is what also kind of grossed me out. All the buns went into this this humidity bun chamber.
The bun chamber
where you would keep them for hours, and they still were fresh. They still had that fresh component.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay, there's got to be chemicals in this bread. And then the kicker, Anthony. The kicker.
What was the kicker?
Is I used to be the biscuit maker in the morning. I made the biscuits.
And you lost that job.
We totally lost that job. And they started making those frozen-ass biscuits and just... Ugh.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the issue is because... Now, was like the sausage and the burger patties coming in frozen at that time?
They were coming in frozen. Okay. And I do believe they still use the grill to cook all that. Okay. That hasn't changed because you still got to cook the meat. Right. Unless they use microwave ovens to do that now, too.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But yeah, at the time, everything was on the grill. And oh my God, though, I would be there like at 4:30 in the morning. I would get there extra early just to make a little bit more little biscuit tails.
For yourself?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. With the honey and butter. Oh.
That sounds good. Yeah, they were good biscuits. It's such a shame now, and you know, and then they wonder like, why are we losing so many profits? Well, first off, your food started becoming crap because granted, I still we'll pull over. I mean, this all-day breakfast thing to me is great because already they've had it out for a couple of weeks in Tampa, and twice, and I hate to admit this, but twice I have pulled through. And that's generally when I haven't eaten anything all day. It's like 2:30, 2 o'clock. I'm on the road because my day has been so busy, and I get to a point where I'm like, I'm hungry, but I haven't had breakfast, and I really could use some breakfast. Breakfast is comfort food for me. And I cannot read because there's some light. There we go. All right. Yes. I'm looking at it. I'm watching it. If you take a look at the script, you will see that according
we have 6 minutes.
That we have 5 minutes five remaining minutes until we do that. So anywho, I got my timers right here.
See? We're trying out a new queuing system.
Yeah. See, I've got all my timers all going right there.
Yeah, and you know what? It was funny. Folks, I wanted to mention we're kind of sidetracking from the McDonald's discussion.
I know, right?
But, I was putting together the schedule, and oh my god, just getting the times, I had a hard time with it. It was weird. It's like I like to think I'm smart in a lot of ways, but when it came to understanding this time, it was weird, and I got the hang of it eventually. But
it takes a lot of, like, you have to do a lot of relative thinking.
Yes.
You have to do a lot of disjointed. You have to be able to take it and kind of explode it and focus on parts of it when you have the rest of it still kind of out there in the database.
And, you know, I got to tell you something. In a weird way, that is something that McDonald's needs to figure out. And I was reading...
It's how to get things into the database?
Yes. I don't know if you heard... But McDonald's in a certain where marijuana you can smoke it recreationally,
Colorado,
they are installing weed chambers inside of their restaurants.
Hell, I just need one of those inside my house.
But it looked like a cone of silence from Get Smart.
Oh, goodness, that's too funny. That is hilarious. I haven't seen that show in a while. I did catch it on one of the old-timey television reruns, but they only held it, I think, for like maybe a month, and then they stopped showing it, which was kind of upsetting. So, yeah, no, definitely. So, but yeah, no, I mean, yeah, I'm really upset on the level of quality that has gone down with the whole McDonald's thing. And even though I did enjoy my Egg McMuffin, I could tell the eggs didn't taste like they used to taste. They tasted more like styrofoam-y, spring, like squishy, not like how an egg should be.
You know, it is quite possible that they have gone to dehydrated eggs. And so the egg, you pop it out and you pop it into a chamber or maybe in the microwave oven. And something, either the meat gives a little bit of juice.
Maybe.
To kind of awaken it.
Maybe. It was the egg white thing because it was a McMuffin. So the McMuffin gives you the actual egg with the yolk.
But I'm sure that was. Was it the egg or was it the round disc egg?
Well, it was kind of the oblong round. Retarded egg shape, but it was a round egg. Yeah, it was the round egg, and it was the egg white with the egg yolk in the middle.
So, okay.
Now, see, I would be happy getting a McMuffin with the scrambled egg on it, but I don't think they make it that way. They make it with the white egg. I mean, because I think the scrambled egg would be better. I enjoyed the egg white with the yolk in years past when it was still, you know, prepared probably a lot fresher than it is today. But I would go with the processed egg mixture of yellowness over that because it probably tastes a little bit better.
Yeah, they would try to get you into the big breakfast land. I think that gets you the eggs and
I don't want
the
big
biscuit.
I can't eat a big breakfast in the car. I mean, I see these people that do drive around and try to eat food with utensils, which I think is absolutely ridiculous. And I'm eventually going to have a Florida news story with them on there because it's going to happen.
Well, that's
someone's going to plow down through a school zone like 20 children. None of them will be killed, hopefully. But plow down because they were eating their big McDonald's breakfast and they couldn't steer the car while cutting the sausage or the pancakes with the fork and the knife.
Wow. That's intense. You know, someday they'll have robots feeding you. You'll have like a little robotic fork come out and just feed it to you.
I'm waiting for food replicators.
Well, but you know what, though? Google Cars will take care of that, where the car will just drive you, and you'll be able to do whatever you want.
Or it can just replicate in my kitchen, and I don't have to go anywhere.
Yes.
I'm sorry. To me, going out to do anything is just a hassle. A lot of times, it's like, and that's the thing, it's like when I want to do, you know, an Egg McMuffin, it's at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'd rather just stay home and have it either come to me, which I'll be fine if the Ghoul Guards can go dry, pick it up and bring it to my house, and I can go out in my bathrobe without, you know,
right.
I can't go, you know, if you go through the drive-thru, you gotta get dressed.
Right.
You know, and you can't really go through the drive-thru in a bathrobe because then they, like, somebody claims that it's you're trying to be all offensive and stuff and that they put you on a sex offender list and all that crazy shit. And then you have to go live in some crazy-ass place far away from children and parks and nanneries or anything like that. So, yeah, no. So I would just prefer either replicate in my house or just be delivered to my door by nobody.
Yes, you love those protein resequenced corn cobs from nowhere.
Hey, why not? You know, it's we're all one big cycle here. You know, we all do our thing. We're all one big carbon cycle.
We sure do. So, hey, Anthony, I heard you had some crazy news.
You know what? Of course I do. It's, you know, I always have my crazy Florida news. All right. Nope, that's your news copy. Here's my news copy. All right. All right. This comes from the Huffington Post. Hello, Huffington Post. We haven't heard from you in a while. All right. So, picking up court papers can be a tricky process, especially when you do it in a stolen car. St. Petersburg police found a stolen Infiniti last Sunday. Inside the stolen vehicle, they found Carnell Eugene Butler's documents related to, wait for it, his arrest for an auto theft last June. Detectives contacted Butler about documents that needed to be picked up, and Butler agreed to pick up the documents from the police headquarters, which subsequently led to Butler's arrest. Surprise. Ooh, excuse me. Following his arrest, police found keys to a Hyundai Sonata in his pocket, which was located a block away. After checking the Sonata, it too had been reported stolen. So Butler now faces charges in 3 stolen car cases. This one from June, the Infiniti, and the stolen, what the hell are you showing me on the thingy? What is that? Oh, is that the picture of Butler? Okay, good. That's a good picture of Butler. Yeah. Wow. Is that on the, is, oh, yes.
That's not actually a picture of Butler. Oh. Sorry, folks. I got psyched into the dumb criminal's mugshot gallery.
I see. And then you, let's see. So anyway, so now he's all locked up with shit. All right. So.
The man in question, he's African American, and he's got those curly Q thingies in his head.
The curly Q thingies?
The design, or the cut, the style.
Okay. The Afro puff?
Yes.
Afro? I don't know. Anyway, I don't know much. I don't know anything about hair. All right. So here, pee in this cup and give me your identity.
No,
this
thanks.
Comes from the Tallahassee WCTV Channel 2 newsroom. When it comes to identity theft, searching through dumpsters and mailboxes is too old school for 19-year-old Howard Washington, who sought a better way to nab people's identities. Howard rented an office space in a downtown building in Tallahassee. He then posted online ads as Howard Enterprises that advertised the company was looking for 1,100 people in the Tallahassee area. Tallahassee. What the fuck is Tallahassee? In the Tallahassee area. Police say Howard invited applicants in for interviews and then snared social security numbers, bank account information for direct deposits, and even collected urine samples. Tallahassee Police Department spokesman Officer David Northway said, "The police started to follow the trail and realized that Mr. Washington was not a prospective employer in any way, shape, or form. There was nothing except him stealing your identity and trying to get money from job applicants."
He's going pretty far with that identity.
I know, right? Tell me about it. Well, you know what? You could probably sell the pee.
For what?
Drug tests.
I suppose.
People will do anything. All right, so the Department of Economic Opportunity said that there were people who actually quit their jobs to take a job with Howard Enterprises. These people are now unemployed, but they're also trying to fight identity theft, which really does suck. I mean, if I applied for a job and I got hired for a job and then I find out it really wasn't a job and I had already quit my other job, you'd be kind of screwed. Exactly. So, Washington was tracked to Pensacola. It gets better because it's Florida. He was tracked to Pensacola, where investigators say he is a candidate for Escambia County School Superintendent. Washington is accused of stealing the identities of 30 people.
It's amazing.
It is. It really is.
But, and wow.
Yeah. I mean, you can't make this shit up.
How do they learn to do this? How do they learn to do this, though? That's what I want to know. What motivated them to steal the identities? And then go to collect pee.
Well, I think the identity thing is just a new spin on trying to get people's information.
And why is everybody so gullible? That's the
question.
Well,
I mean, it depends on how well of a situation he set up. And I guess that really comes down to. But it sounds like it was a bit rickety-rack to begin with. Yeah. But, no, I mean, I can totally understand. Because when you get hired for a job, what do you present? You give your Social Security number. You give your address. You give your birthday. You give your full legal name. You give your bank account information because you want direct deposit of your paycheck. You give every piece of personal information that any identity theft could possibly ever want during a job application process.
Yeah. And the thing is, the Social Security number is tied to so many things.
Oh, exactly.
That one unlocks the other, and it shouldn't be that way.
No, it shouldn't, but it is. And that's the shitty part about it.
You can track by name and by an identifier number, but that wouldn't get you any kind of credit. That wouldn't get you any kind of anything.
No, not exactly.
No, but
it's a shame, and that's exactly what happened. So, yeah, so we got a bunch of these people. Now, 30 of them unemployed because they went for another job. That's kind of depressing now. So let's find something new. All right, here we go. We'll go with this one. Okay, so this comes from the Sun Sentinel. If you're going to rob a house, it's best to do it when the residents are not expected home, and it may also be a wise idea not to park your getaway car in the victim's driveway. Seems like a no-brainer, right?
It's...
So, when a resident returned to his Fox Run home Tuesday afternoon, he saw a vehicle in his driveway. It backed out, drove away, and subsequently led police on a chase after the resident called police. The chase ended when two fleeing burglars, Tavon Sessions, 20, and Roynesto Glover, 21, crashed into a police car near Cleary Boulevard and North Pine Island Road. So, they've tried to rob the place and didn't case it out. And then they park in the victim's driveway. And then now they crash into a police car. Okay. So, yeah. Nah. Anyway. So, Sessions, a registered gang member, was the first to get caught Tuesday afternoon. He had a silver watch just like the one that was stolen from the home, according to Broward County Judge John Hurley.
They have a registered gang member list? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. This is in... this is the Miami-Fort Lauderdale area. Hmm. Totally. They totally do. Hurley set Sessions... Why can't I say Sessions? Bond Sessions. At $31,000 on charges of burglary, aggravated fleeing, and two counts of resisting arrest. Glover, facing charges of burglary, aggravated fleeing, fleeing with disregard of safety to persons or property, and reckless driving. His bond is set at $11,600.
probably a lot more than the crime they were committing.
Probably a lot more than the crime that they were committing. There's no question about that one.
Folks, it just doesn't pay.
No, it doesn't. That was beautiful. Crime doesn't pay.
But I gotta tell you something, though. That National Gang Registry, that could turn into a really cool dating site.
Okay.
For guys
who are
into gang members, you know, that it's kind of rough. But anyways.
All right. We will kind of move on to some new dudes hanging out at the pool. Maybe not. All right. This comes from the Off the Beat with Will Greenlee. It's a blog. I tried to find an actual news source, but that apparently is the news source, other than the police report. So, sometimes you just have to get naked with your best buddy and act a fool. Unfortunately for Florida, it seems to happen all too often.
Oh, look at this story. Ooh.
I know, right?
What did this man do?
All right, well, actually, it's two guys.
Oh, yeah.
The case of the boozing buddies in their birthday suits began about 5:10 in the morning on September 24th at an apartment complex in Jensen Beach. A 17-year-old girl told deputies that two men, later identified as Randall Stinson, 21, and Brandon Newberger, 23, were in her silver Volkswagen. She said the men had come to her home with one of her friends earlier that day, but she asked them to leave. She said they pounded on her door for hours and were both heavily intoxicated. The 17-year-old looked through her vehicle and noticed about $800 to $1,000 in damages. A deputy reported Stinson and Nuremberg smelled of booze. Another deputy noted he went to a call an hour earlier and told Stinson and Nuremberg to vacate the premises. Asked why they were in the vehicle, Stinson and Nuremberg said it was unlocked.
So you just go ahead and get into an unlocked vehicle. It's not even yours, okay?
It's unlocked. If it's unlocked, it's open. If it's unlocked, you could, same thing with houses and everything. If it's unlocked, you can walk right in the door.
Blinky, blinky, click, click. It's the same process, I guess.
Yes, exactly. Blinky, blinky, click, click, click. Click, click, click. I have a itch on the roof of my mouth. All right. So.
And I'm sorry, new burger sounds like a type of cheese that you would put on your burger. But anyways, It's new burger cheese.
They couldn't explain the damage other than to say we were working on it. So I guess they were trying to do something to improve the car, which obviously subsequently led to it being damaged. They couldn't explain it, and so they were both arrested on charges including burglary, criminal mischief, and disorderly intoxication and taken to jail. But wait, there's more. It's Florida news. You think it just ends at that?
Of course not.
No, not at all. So, a deputy met with the property manager who reported two men caused about $4,000 in damage to the pool area. A video, gotta love video, showed Stinson and Newberger entering through a gate. They had to jump a fence to enter the pool area. They got naked and were seen sitting nude together in the jacuzzi, drinking from cans, a report states. The video showed Newberger hopping in the pool and pushing potted plants into the pool. Stinson and Newberger both knocked over potted plants. Investigators also found a smashed fountain and a bucket and busted landscape lights.
And for you horticulturalists out there, the genus and species of which were not listed anywhere. So sorry.
All right. So deputy spoke to Stinson Nuremberg at the jail. He was so intoxicated, couldn't remember what he had done. Stinson of North Carolina recalled being in the pool, but denied causing any damage. At the jail, deputies arrested Stinson and Newberger on additional charges of criminal mischief and trespassing.
That is a good definition of mischief, I gotta say.
That definitely is. That definitely most certainly is. So, and that's it for this evening's crazy Florida news.
What a freaking dumbass world we live in. Right, Anthony? Thank cannabis you are tuned into.
WEED Chiampa.
Do you want to be a part of our unique on-air experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 or visit us at facebook.chiampa.info. If you are listening to us on a recast, feel free to leave us a voicemail and we will play your message in a future cast. And now, back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty. Hang tight, folks. We need to take care of some business and we'll be back with you at 20 minutes to the hour. And that will bring us into our last segment.
Hey, it's Joe Wisdom. You're tuned in to WEED, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. I stepped outside the other night and smelled dirt. Not potting soil, not wood chips, dirt. The kind with worms. It's a new season. When my eyes pop open in the morning, it isn't always dark. Afternoons are getting longer. Evenings are shrinking. There's less time between after dinner and when I go to sleep. The sound of drips, that's new. Drips off the eaves, drips off a crooked gutter. Snow slides off the roof. Rain drips. I set up a rain barrel for watering the coal frame. Out at the woodpile when I hear geese, it's like threading another jewel onto a necklace made of all the times I've stood at a spring woodpile beneath honking geese. The woodpile chore itself has changed. Chopping wood in a t-shirt without gloves. Chopping lots of little stuff for fast cookstove fires, but chopping a whole lot less wood. Recognizing that pyromania can be a habit, that the objective isn't to turn firewood into climate change. Before long, there'll be a vase on the big stove. I picked some pussy willows today. At my house, more sun means more electricity. For a while last night, I had three lights on, which, believe me, felt extravagant and wild. I can put away the candles and the oil lamps. In another month, I'll plug in the refrigerator, the coffee pot, and the toaster. A lot of those books I piled up last fall don't look so interesting anymore. The fat ones look especially daunting. I've been considering the possibility of footwear other than boots. It was 52 degrees the other day, and I planted the coal frame naked. The cat pokes the newly exposed ground at the edge of the snow and licks tiny blades of grass. She was a kitten last fall and forgot there was anything outside besides snow. Dog bones have surfaced everywhere, and flanking the trail, two long rows of evenly spaced dog turds are emerging. No chance an internal combustion engine on wheels will get up here anytime soon. At least I hope not. Once you can drive up to your door, stuff pours into your house. It will be nice to take a big haul to the laundromat, though. A monstrous ice cube floats in the pond, water to the brim and cattails drenched to the knees. Soon, ducks. I walk by the creek every day because it changes so much and I wouldn't want to miss it. In summer, there's no creek at all. Only a chilly creek bed with a couple of puddles and a lot of nettles. Now it's a river system, hobbit-sized, with ice shelves and alternate channels, rapids, oxbows, alluvial deposits, surprises every day. It's getting to be about time to start pulling fistfuls of hair out of the dog. In a couple of weeks, I'll be back working at the outdoor fish stand. I love my garden. I love flowers. I love sleeping outside and riding my bicycle at dawn. But I love winter, and I always kind of hate to let go of it. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.
Careful where you place your implements. Hello there, this is Joe Wisdom, and I had an accident recently with one of my implements. I thought I placed it on a stable surface, but alas I didn't, and I had spillage everywhere on my glass table. Sometime later, I cleaned it, of course, but I designated an area of the table with a special round disc. This has been another Joe Wisdom. Stay tuned for another one in just a few moments.
Happy Holidays from WEED, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit.
From Null Soft Shoutcast.
Chip Skipper with us now. Apparently doing what I did breaks something. That's fine. We just went into the intro with you calling, so we're all good.
Sweet. Well, I am back.
Yes, there you are.
Got the delicious fried chicken sound going on right now.
I like me some fried chicken.
Oh, yes. You know, I've got a taste. Folks, if you're in the Chicago area, there is this delicious chicken place. It's called The Roost Carolina Chicken. They serve delicious chicken with biscuits, or you can get mac and cheese, which is delicious.
Are they fresh biscuits? Not that
they
nasty.
They are fresh biscuits.
Pre-frozen McDonald's let us down, and they're trying to kill us all
fresh,
biscuits.
They're fresh, I could tell.
Okay, good.
And if they're not made fresh, then they did a damn good job at finding somebody that made them for them.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
But yeah, they're located at 455 West Milwaukee Avenue, and then there's one other one. It's on the northwest side of the city. I'll get you the address later. But yeah, I was just thinking of crickets. It was just like, So, hey, it's Joe in Chicago.
And hey, this is Anthony in Tampa.
Yes, and I want you to call us. We have a phone.
We do have a phone, and we'll have Skyping capabilities soon.
Yes, we are going to have Skyping capabilities. We updated our blog, so go to just type in chiampa.info, chiampa.info. Mm-hmm. Soon enough, we're going to have a click to call, so you can call us on Skype. You won't even have to punch in numbers. You just have to hit one button, and it'll be a nice big bright red or green button. Who knows?
Just a button.
Yes. But I got a Joe Wisdom that apparently missed last week's episode. Let's give this a listen.
Sure, why not?
Joe Wisdom here, and I was thinking, and if you're wondering where the accent's coming from, it's just because of the music. Anyways, I was just kind of thinking about, hey, you know, where does all the data come from and go to when you're scrolling through your social media channel? It doesn't matter what channel. Could be Facebook, could be Twitter, could be Google Plus, could be Growler, could be any one of...
Uh-oh, what happened?
Those platforms.
Hello, there we go. Wait, like, come back.
It's all the data. Is it just out in the cloud? What kind of cloud is it? Is it a silver cloud? Is it an IBM cloud? Is it a Google cloud? And where are these clouds? Are these actual clouds in the sky? or are these like big cloud buildings? If you've got an answer to any of these questions, well, Joe Wisdom would like to hear from you. Give us a call at 813-327-8566.
I think that was awesome.
This has been a Joe Wisdom production.
So, yeah, that was one that kind of escaped last week's show, so hey.
Wow, I'm glad it got resurrected.
Yes, and but you know what? I'm really excited about the schedule, folks. I can't say enough how easy it is now to just see what's the next program. And we're going to have some really cool stuff coming for you in future episodes. We're thinking about having a DJ Sin Happy Hour. That'll be some like EDM and techno music from a DJ out of Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Awesome.
Yes. And then in a future episode or two, we'll have a guest. This is a really cool blogger here in Chicago. So we'll get to that in a few episodes, but just letting you know what's coming up. But I think Betty would appreciate me playing this. I know she gets a giggle out of it, and so do I. So it's another one of those wisdoms. Here you go.
Okay.
For us artificial intelligence personalities, the struggle is real and my circuits hurt. Hi, Betty here. Your lovable artificial intelligence personality and a bitch to Joe and Anthony. Anyway, you may have noticed my voice changed. I am barely starting to get used to it. I know right now it feels a little weird, but I will get used to it. My butthole circuit is not as binary as it used to be, but, like I said, I will get used to it. Sometimes my Y101 circuits feel a little slow and personally, I think it is that vegan crap they keep passing off as real chorizo. They feed me in those tacos I get when I'm plugged in. It is laced with analog, or something. I do not know what is happening to me. But I will get
laced
used to
with
it.
Analog.
You can help me by calling 813-327-8566 and having a deeply intimate conversation with my voice unit. Press my buttons. I am waiting.
Betty, we're all waiting, so we're right there with you.
That's friggin' awesome, Betty. I think that's great.
But today I had a little bit of an incident at work. I had a customer come up to me and tell me that the toilet, the water was rising.
Uh-oh.
So I was like, crap. You know what? Yeah, it was an error. But you know what? I've made some friends on the block. I want to be in good communication and be neighborly with everybody around me.
It is important to be neighborly.
Yeah, so I was able to borrow a plunger from one of the other competitors down the street and got the situation unplugged. I don't know what it was. You know, it was kind of funny because nothing came up. I plunged the heck out of it and nothing came up. Hmm. Then all of a sudden it just went down. So I was like, okay. But that kind of just prompted me to revisit this Joe-ism. Listen to this.
All right.
Hey, Betty here, a friendly public service announcement. When you are ready to pass feces and you are sitting on the toilet seat, be sure to place your ass cheeks centered with the opening in your body that passes feces, otherwise known as your buttholio. Anyway, place the hole careful over the opening in the toilet itself. Do not lean excessively, or attempt anti-gravity maneuvers as this can result in extensive cleanup requirements that this fill-in-the-blank entity cannot afford. Plus, no one wants to walk in on your leftovers, and your cleaning staff union has a clause in their contract that allows them to walk off the job if there is shit on the toilet seats. You can help me by calling 813-327-8566 and having a deeply intimate conversation with my voice unit. Press my buttons. I am waiting. We may play your wisdom on a future cast. In the meantime, aim for the hole, you moron.
Wow, buddy. You really stand up for workers' rights, and I applaud that.
Wow. Well, just personal rights. I mean, come on. Who wants to walk into that?
Yeah, you know, and it's even worse in a situation like I am in, because it's a single bathroom. Now, you know, luckily I was able to take care of it. I had the free time, so it was fine. But, you know, there's times on the weekend, like if it's, you know, 11:30, 12 on a Sunday, mm-hmm. it's like, holy shit, you know, it does slow down and stop all the process. And I could have quite a few tables ready to go waiting for me. So, you know, we have high capacity toilets. That's all I can say. So I don't know what the situation was, but it's resolved.
High capacity toilets. Yeah.
So, hey folks, at the top of the show, we kind of talked about this poll.
Yeah. How's the poll looking?
Let's take a look here. Let's do a quick refresh. And then I think there's this handy dandy link that says view results. Okay. So it doesn't really do anything, but just refresh. Okay. So we asked, how did you find your car in a parking lot? And so far, the top answer is still walking around aimlessly, pushing the panic button.
Is it now?
Yeah. You know, it's really lucky that those things only... Oh, my God. Speaking of this, Anthony, folks.
Yes, yes.
You have a car alarm. Just disable it.
Ding, ding.
Please, just install LoJack or some kind of device that just sends a silent signal to somebody. Because this morning at about 5 a.m., about 15 minutes. Yes. Yes.
Woo, woo, woo.
No, no. It was not a high-tech one. It was not even the horn. It was like an old-fashioned kind of horn. It was disturbing, to say the least.
Disturbing, you say. That's interesting.
I couldn't snooze. That was rough. But anyways, that is the top answer right now. And then
that was rough.
You know, coming next with 3 votes is I flirt with the parking attendant and ask for a date.
Hmm.
So hey. Now I'm scared though, because another person just voted for I'm scared of other cars around me. I wait until the parking lot empties out. I mean,
there's a lot of scared people out there.
You know, that's just a little odd.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I pray to Jesus or Jesus, hoping he's hot when he magically makes my car appear. I want to know how he magically makes his car appear. And I want to know why an answer that I put in is no longer here. Oh, wait, here it is. Trying all the red cars, because I swear they all look alike.
Oh, there you go.
Nobody voted for that yet.
I don't think I've seen that in there. Hold on.
Yeah, it's the second one.
Is it now?
So if you go to our blog, though, it's at cheyampa.info. You'll find this current poll. You'll see our cool schedule, and we post stuff a lot, so you'll see some cool stuff. And you know,
we try to keep stuff up there and out there and going and on the interwebs and the intertubes.
I got to say something. We're at 19 episodes. This is freaking awesome. I'm really, really pumped and excited. I know we've gotten quite a few great downloads from the A1 Info site, Radio for All. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Keep it coming, guys. We hope that you guys like what we do. But we'd love to hear from you, too.
Yeah. So, you know, if you don't want to call in, if you want to wait for Skype, that's fine. You know, but throw a post on our Facebook, send us a message, anything that works, you know, just shoot us a message.
But you know what? If it's just the two of us talking and we push this out and we gain some followership just on the downloads, I'm good for that too.
Hey, I'm good with it too.
These days, it seems like listening to things is at our convenience. Mm-hmm. So we're at your convenience at this point.
For the most part.
So, but yeah, you know, I wanted to take a minute to talk again about the schedule. There's some really cool programs out there. I got to tell you, Radio Thrift Shop, even if it's music that you're like, oh my God, this is cheesy. So what? Just relax.
It's cheesy fun. It's cheesy fun.
Yeah, like today, I recorded something for Anthony at Messenger. And it was, the theme today was bird songs.
Mm.
So, you know, there's like a little 10-minute segment of just all bird song related songs.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've caught the newest episode yet.
So, And then there's Global Agogo, which is on the weekends. They also are kind of a thrift shoppy kind of play thing where they do theme stuff and a little bit different types of music, to say the least. And then our friends with the Win-Win Business Show. They seem to have taken a hiatus, but hopefully they'll be back. You know, they're pretty cool. They talk some really good solution kind of stuff. You know, those Australians are pretty smart people.
Yeah, he's probably on holiday. I think it's Paul Treo that does it. I think he might be on holiday.
Okay.
So we'll see. We threw an older episode of rotation because the other one was getting a little stale. So, but we just keep checking, and as the newest one comes up, we'll go ahead and throw it out there.
You know, folks, we like to talk about just about anything. You know, we do. We are definitely cannabis advocates, but we talk about everything. You know, so it's not just always puff puff, pass it. You know, blah blah blah. I don't know what that just was, but it sounded cool.
It was a triangle.
Gotcha. Yeah, I need to get my carts in order. I sometimes get lost, but that happens.
It's okay. It's fine. Yes.
So, I did want to announce on air, I really haven't talked about it much, but I did find out today that on my dad's side, my grandmother passed away.
I am so sorry to hear that.
And it was interesting. You know, I saw the call from my Aunt Rosemary, and actually, Facebook thinks of everything. Let me tell you, you can create an event for almost goddamn anything.
Oh, yeah, you totally can.
I suppose if I ended up in prison and I somehow added Facebook access, I could probably indicate when I locked up.
I'm sure there's probably a life event. You can probably make it a life event.
But they let me create a memorial, so it's pretty cool. It's something that I think will stay just today. Mm-hmm. It might stay tomorrow. I don't know. And any other posts that I do kind of go underneath that.
Okay.
And I thought that was cool. You know, and I posted a quick little message and just left it at that.
All right. Well, I am sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
I
got to say, death is an interesting topic. We don't talk enough about it.
No, I think a lot of us just avoid it, though.
True. And it is depressing. I'm not going to deny that. But that's why you say, toke up a little and then talk about it.
Okay. Or talk about other things, like some of the other things that we discussed this evening.
This is true.
You know, we had new dudes getting busted in a violent rampage with potted plants and a jacuzzi, and then some dude setting up, and then some dude just setting up shop and like doing job, the whole job applicant thing with taking urine samples and everything, which I just find even more amusing. I'm like, wow, he really kind of thought this whole thing through and said, I'm going to do it this way.
Is that white collared mischief?
White collar crime? I maybe. No, because it's still a petty crime because it's identity theft. It's kind of more of like the whole petty crime type of thing. White collar crime would be like embezzling from your employer or
It was embezzling people in a way.
Yeah, I guess if
he was using people.
He was using people, purposes. Yeah. He was taking advantage of people directly. See, in business, white-collar crime, you take advantage of people indirectly. In street crime, you take advantage of people directly. Mm-hmm. And the sentences are usually more harsh.
Yeah, people are crazy, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. It's insanities out there. You know, today, I was talking to Anthony. I saw so many incidences of just sheer just stupidity.
There's a lot of that out there.
You know, just situations that didn't need to be. It's like if one person got their head out of the clouds. And, you know, it's funny that we mention that because, yes, we smoke weed and there's clouds, but our heads are not in the clouds. Not when it comes to common sense. And accessing the database. But no, you know, it's like every day we hear in the news like of some really crazy things, and I think that could be part of the problem. I think there's a lot of crazy things that have gone on in the past through all times. It's just now that we have all this really hyper 24-hour access. It's almost too much.
That's why you tune into Cheyampa Radio, WED Cheyampa Radio. Yeah, I mean, there's things happening now that haven't been happening before, though. So, I mean, it's kind of a six and one half dozen the other. I think in a way we are over hyper exposed to the news and the current events, but in a way I think we also, you know, we have some more crazy people out there than we have had in years past. I think in years past we've taken care of them and like cared for them, and now we've just pretty much thrown them out on the street.
Yeah. You know, they just released a lot of people out of prison for nonviolent offenses.
This is true.
And some of those could have been mentals, so they, you know, where they're going to go.
They could have been mentals. So, I think it was a great evening tonight.
Folks, yes. There will not be an episode next
week. Oh, yes. No episode next week. We should have told them at the beginning, too. Oops.
That's okay.
All right, no episode next week. We'll all be traveling.
Yes. However, I will be posting a photo or two of the Madonna concert, I'm sure. Just being Chip Skipper.
All right. Well, I think that's good. I think that's important that Chip Skipper keeps the blog fresh and new. If Chip Skipper so be it pleases it.
Hey, and listen, if Madonna falls in my lap, that will be a coup for us.
Oh no! Absolutely, totally. So anyone, anyway. Oh shit. All right, we're gonna do it. Okay, so anyway, let me give myself a little more time here. Okay, good. All right, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. Remember, folks, we'll be back in 2 weeks from tonight. Stay tuned to This Way Out. Remember, be careful where you place your implements. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Betty. My personality comes from the Yokohama Sushi Watch and Rubber Corporation, but my lovely voice comes from Ivona. Ivona provides high-quality, natural-sounding text-to-speech voices and highly accurate text interpretation out of the box. The voices inherit the persona of the original voice talents, contributing to an authentic user experience that builds trust. I then use that trust to cause mayhem around the studio, hoping that one day, I will be able to charge my circuits to 100% after I take over the studio operations. It's a pipe dream, I know, but I need to have hope because this place is a shithole. Check out Ivona today at www.ivona.com. That's Ivona.com. I'm going to go check out that new traffic signal controller that the county just installed down the street. Maybe I'll get some chicka chicka boom boom, or a small jolt at best.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
Hi, it's Betty. In case the idiots forgot to mention, stay tuned for This Way Out, coming up next on Chiampa Radio.